So many of you have written to me and asked me or told me that you are curious and you would like to trip, or you would like to take larger doses of magic mushrooms, psilocybin magic mushrooms, but you're afraid to do so because you're afraid of what could happen, bad trip, the unknown. And we've all heard so many weird things about, you know, yeah, possibly what a bad trip could lead to. So if you're in that category, I'd like to share something with you that has worked for me many times repeatedly and probably will work for you, although I always go with the caveat that everybody's different, everybody's bodies are different and reacts differently to medication. When I say medication, by the way, I want to stress that I do not use these plant-based medications as party drugs at all. I use them to really dive deep into my life and help me with things that I've experienced throughout the years, such as depression, anxiety, PTSD. And yes, PTSD came from a bad marriage in the past. I was not in the military, but it's every bit the same or an equivalent type PTSD that you would receive if you were traumatized by something else. Trust me, it's really bad, really bad. And I don't want to minimize anybody that's been in the service, because I totally respect and thank you for your service. But from a bad marriage, we experience some crazy things as well. I don't use these medicines to party at all. But what I have realized, though, is I microdose, and you watch one of my previous videos. I've shared many, many times on these videos my microdose regimen. But let's just say, for simplicity, I microdose for 3 to 4 times per week, and usually in the range of about 100 milligrams to 300 milligrams, something like that, of dried psilocybin mushrooms. So what I've noticed, though, and I usually almost always microdose in the mornings. What I've noticed is in the evening, if I were to use an edible cannabis or consume an edible cannabis either that evening or the next evening, again, I do this for therapy, and I usually will use it to help me with meditation, at a sound bath, things like that. I can really dive deep into my brain. But I've noticed, though, when I use cannabis, the day of or the day after doing a microdose, and my dose of cannabis would be normally around 15 to 20 milligrams THC, and normally indica strain, I absolutely feel like I'm tripping. Closed eye visuals, a lot of waviness, enhanced musical experiences with headphones, synesthesia, which means generally if I'm listening to music or listening to some type of sounds, cool sounds, like I'll start to see colors with it, and that goes along with the closed eye visuals. It's really an amazing and very, very comfortable experience. So that is a way that you can experience psychedelic effect from an edible cannabis. Now, I don't smoke. I have smoked, and I will on occasion, but I'm pretty much an anti-smoke type person. I don't like tobacco. I don't like smoking. I don't like putting an ignited chemical in my lungs. I just think it's there's no way that could be healthy. I just don't think it is. Now, will I do it every once in a while? Yeah, maybe every once in a while. But my main mode of transmission of THC cannabis is edible. And I think it's also a very much more enhanced effect when you eat it as opposed to smoke it. People have said that it's more like a psychedelic experience when you eat it. So that's why I think I've always enjoyed eating the cannabis edibles. But yeah, this is a way that, and if I don't really understand exactly how it happens, how it works. So if you understand this or have experienced it, I'd love for you to help me out in the comments and tell me why and how you think this happens. Why does cannabis turn into a psychedelic if you're using it in conjunction with a microdose. Remember, a microdose of psilocybin is generally not a psychoactive dose, so it's not going to, that in itself is not going to cause you to have psychedelic effects, tripping type effects. but when used in a microdose along with, or later in the day or even the next day, cannabis, you do, or I do, develop psychedelic effects to that. So I would love to know the mechanism, why this happens. If you know, I don't really understand why it happens, but I know it does happen, and I really, really like it a lot. It's helped me quite a bit. And again, I'm not using them to party. I'm using them for self-help. And that's what I have to tell you today. Hope you enjoyed. Like to hear from you. Talk to you soon. Dr. Dave, and remember, even though I am a doctor, that's a retired dentist. I'm not a physician. This is not to be construed as medical advice in any way. It's friend talking to friend. Great seeing you. Talk to you soon.